The fourth fear, loss of love. I knew a man once who lost everything he had, money, social position, the love of his family, when it was discovered that for years he had been cheating his business partners and evading taxes. His only explanation was that he had lavished all his ill-gotten gains upon his wife, out of fear that otherwise he would have been unable to hold on to her affections. The bitterest irony was that since he had so long focused all his efforts on the single aim of satisfying her every want, his wife had come to see him only in that light. As soon as he was no longer able to provide for her, she left him. Once she had truly loved him, but out of fear he had cultivated only one aspect of the relationship, and her affections naturally withered. What had he offered her to love but his money? The fear of the loss of love is so intimate and so easily understood that it isn't necessary to elaborate on its symptoms. Simply cultivate your relationships with a positive mental attitude. Give them your all, and instead of being a source of fear to you, they will be a bastion of strength and courage. The fifth fear, old age. The fear of old age causes you to slow down and develop a feeling of inferiority. When you're 30, 40, 60, or 70, you become convinced that you have let opportunity slip by and that your best years are behind you. Nothing could be further from the truth. Every moment of your life that has passed by has taught you invaluable lessons that you can apply today. You should have a positive appreciation for the wisdom and understanding you have gained. Most of the great achievements in human history have come from people who have blown out more than a few birthday candles. The best way to confront this fear is to jump on it with both feet and laugh about it. Whenever you have a birthday, subtract a year from your age instead of adding one. Don't make the mistake of trying to act like a teenager, adopting the dress and speech you see on TV. That will only make you feel and look foolish. And don't ever say to yourself, "If only I were younger, I would do something that you know you must." There was a time when every morning as I arose, I saw Father Time sneaking up alongside me. At first I was terrified. But one day I looked him in the eye and shouted, "Get out of here, old man, and stay out. I don't need you. Get out." Try this yourself whenever the idea occurs to you that you are too old to do something, and you will find that this response is quickly retrieved from your subconscious, ready to defend you whenever the fear of old age threatens. The sixth fear, loss of liberty. No matter where you live, in any country, the fear of the loss of freedom is present. For those suffering in police states rather than enjoying the liberty that Americans possess, the fear is great. But many other forces can work to limit your freedom. The political ambitions of your neighbors, the demands of your daily life. And this fear can paralyze you and distract you from your definite major purpose. The only way to fight this fear is to take an active role in defending the institutions that preserve your liberty. The rights we enjoy in this country were won through bitter years of struggle, and they can be maintained only by constant vigilance. You must be aware of the struggles that are taking place. You must take an active role in them. And you must also be sure that you are doing nothing that encroaches upon the liberties of others. If you become a tyrant in the pursuit of your definite major purpose, seeking to dominate your family, your mastermind alliance, and your employees, you will be rolling back the cause of freedom just as certainly as does any revolutionary extremist. You cannot be free of this fear yourself if you are not in harmony with the very forces of liberty which make your own success possible.